And you're listening to CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Denver's top law enforcement watchdog is stepping down. Denverite's David Sachs has more.
Nick Mitchell has served as the city's independent monitor for 8 years, and he's earned a reputation for his reform efforts. Now, the U.S. Justice Department has tapped him to reform the world's largest jail system in Los Angeles. This comes less than 2 weeks after Mitchell released a scathing report that found big concerns with the Denver Police Department's response to protests calling for racial justice over the summer. That includes some uses of violence without cause. Mitchell oversaw thousands of investigations into police misconduct and guided changes in the sheriff's department after the deaths of two black inmates in the county jail. His last day is January 4th. David Sachs, Denverite.
The first doses of a COVID-19 vaccine were administered in Gunnison County this week. Among the first to receive it was Lucy Hutchins, a resident of the Senior Care Center.
It was thrilling. I'm just amazed to be here, be part of all of it.
Emergency medical physician Dr. Shay Career and his wife, Lauren Gibbons, who works at the Senior Care Center, also got vaccinated. It was an emotional moment for the pair.
For me, it's going to be huge. Just
yeah, it's been tough at times. It takes its toll emotionally, and I'm hopeful for the vaccine, but I know we have a long road ahead.
Gunnison County received 300 doses of the Pfizer vaccine. A new herd of bison now lives on a 25,000-acre wildlife refuge in Bend County. Seven adult females, two adult males, and a male calf were part of Colorado State University's research herd, bred to conserve the genetics of North America's original bison. Nicole Rosmarino leads the Southern Plains Land Trust, which runs the refuge. She says the short grass prairie there is considered a biodiversity hotspot.
It's not flat. These are rolling grasslands with a lot of topography and therefore a lot of different microhabitats.
She says bringing the bison back to this part of their historic range will help the ecosystem. You're listening to CPR News.